This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Mu'adh ibn Jabal, he comes up to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says to him, he said, I asked Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, inform me of an act which will cause me to enter Jannah and keep me far away from the hellfire. And he replied, you have asked me about a matter of great importance. But it is easy for the one for whom Allah makes it easy. And he said, worship Allah, associate nothing with Him in worship. So the first thing he reminded him about is Tawheed. And keeping away from polytheism, of shirk. He said, worship Allah, associate nothing with Him in worship. Offer as-salat, give the zakat, fast Ramadan, perform the hajj to the house of Allah, if you can afford it. So he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he further said, shall I not guide you to the gates of goodness? He said to him, fasting is a screen from the hell. Charity extinguishes the sins, or removes the sins, just as water extinguishes the fire. And standing in prayers by a slave of Allah during the last third of the night. Then he recited, an ayah, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ, those who forsake their beds to invoke their Lord in fear and hope, and they spend out of what we have bestowed to them. No person knows what is kept hidden for them of joy as a reward for what they used to do. So he recited a couple of ayat. Then he added, shall I tell you of the root of the matter, its pillar and its highest point? I replied, yes, certainly, O Prophet of Allah. And he said, the root of this matter, the foundation is Islam. Its pillar is as-salat and its highest point is jihad. The highest point is jihad. So the most important thing is Islam. Salat, and the highest level is jihad, whereby a person is prepared to sacrifice himself for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake. Then he asked, should I tell you of that which holds all of these things? And so Mu'adh radiallahu anhu wa arda, he says, yes, O Allah's Messenger. So he took hold of his tongue and he said, keep this in control. Keep this in control. So he's saying, pretty much, yani, everything that I've mentioned so far, of all the things that you have to really watch, is this. Keep this in control. So then, Mu'adh radiallahu anhu wa arda, he says, Ya Rasulallah, O Allah's Messenger, shall we really be accounted for what we talk about? We're going to be held accountable for what we talk about? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to him, ثَكِلَتْكَ أُمُّكَ. He said, may your mother lose you. This was a phrase. It's like, you know, we say, you know, are you serious? Or do you know what you're even saying? ثَكِلَتْكَ أُمُّكَ يَا مُعَاذ. وَهَلْ يَكُبُّ النَّاسَ فِي النَّاسِ فِي النَّارِ عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ إِلَّا حَصَائِدُ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. He said to him, people will be thrown on their faces into the hell on account of their tongues. So we can see that how important and the role of the tongue is regarding the salvation of a person in the hereafter. And that all good actions can go to waste if a person does not guard their speech. I mean, in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ spoke about Tawheed, and spoke about Salat, and Siyam, and Hajj, and Zakat, okay, and Jihad. But then all of this can be lost if the tongue is not sound.